Hello. Today we are going to explore two very important ideas, civil liberties and civil rights. People often use these words as if they mean the same thing, but in law and government, they are different. Understanding this difference helps us see how a fair and free society works. Think of them as two different kinds of shields that protect you, but in very different ways. Let's start with civil liberties. Imagine there is an invisible fence around you. This fence protects your personal space, your thoughts, and your actions. Civil liberties are the rules that say the government cannot cross this fence. They are protections from the government. They set limits on the power of the state. Because civil liberties stop the government from doing things, they are often called negative rights. This doesn't mean they are bad. It means they say no to the government. For example, the freedom of speech is a civil liberty. It means the government cannot stop you from saying what you believe. The government is negatively impacted or blocked from interfering. Let's look at some real-world examples. The freedom of religion is a core civil liberty. This means you have the right to practice any religion you choose. You can go to a church, a mosque, a synagogue, a temple, or nowhere at all. The government cannot force you to believe in a certain God, and it cannot punish you for your beliefs. It must stay outside your invisible fence of faith. Another important civil liberty is the right to privacy. This is the idea that you have a right to be left alone in your personal life. For example, the police cannot just decide to come into your house and look through your things. In many countries, they need a special document from a judge, called a warrant. This warrant shows they have a good reason to search your home. This rule protects your privacy from government intrusion. It keeps the government outside your fence. These liberties are about your personal freedom to think, believe, and act without the government telling you what to do. They protect you as an individual. They are the freedoms you have simply because you are a person. Now, let's talk about the other shield, civil rights. If civil liberties are about protecting you from the government, civil rights are about being protected by the government. Civil rights are rules that ensure you are treated fairly and equally by everyone, including other people, businesses, and the government itself. Civil rights require the government to take action. Because they require the government to do something positive, they are often called positive rights. The government's job is not to stay away, but to step in and make sure the rules of fairness are followed. Think of the government as a referee in a game. The referee's job is to make sure everyone plays by the same rules and no one is treated unfairly. That is the role of government when it comes to civil rights. It must ensure equal treatment for all people, no matter their race, gender, religion, or other characteristics. A powerful example of a civil right is the right to vote. For a long time in many countries, only certain people were allowed to vote. For example, in the United States, women were not allowed to vote for many years. A movement for women's suffrage, which is the right to vote, fought for change. Eventually, the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was passed. This was a civil rights law. It forced the government to act. It required all states to allow women to vote. The government had to step in and ensure fair and equal treatment at the voting booth. Similarly, after the American Civil War, black men were legally given the right to vote. But for almost a century, many states used unfair rules and violence to stop them. The civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s pushed for change. This led to the Voting Rights Act of 1965. This law was a powerful act of civil rights. The national government sent people to the southern states to make sure black citizens could vote safely and fairly. The government was acting as the referee to enforce equality. Another key civil right is the right to equal access to public places. In the past, in some parts of the United States, black people were not allowed in the same restaurants, hotels, or schools as white people. This was called segregation. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 made this illegal. This law required businesses that serve the public to serve everyone, regardless of their race. This was not about leaving people alone. It was about the government stepping in to stop unfair treatment or discrimination. So, let's review our two shields. Your civil liberties are like an invisible fence the government cannot cross. They are freedoms from government interference, like freedom of speech. Your civil rights are like a referee the government provides to make sure everyone plays fairly. They are protections by the government to ensure equal treatment, like the right to vote. Now, you might be thinking that these two ideas sound very connected. You are right. They are like two sides of the same coin. A civil liberty can be meaningless if your civil rights are not protected. Imagine you want to use your civil liberty of free speech to organize a peaceful protest. You have the freedom to assemble and speak your mind. But what if the city government only gives protest permits to people of a certain race or political party? You have the liberty on paper, but in practice, you are being treated unequally. This is a civil rights problem. Your right to equal treatment is being violated, and this stops you from using your liberty. The liberty is weak without the right to support it. This connection is so important that some laws protect both. In the United States, the 14th Amendment to the Constitution is a perfect example. One part of it says the government must follow fair procedures when it takes away someone's life, liberty, or property. This is a civil liberty protection. Another part says the government must provide equal protection of the laws to everyone. This is the foundation for many civil rights. It means the law must be applied to everyone in the same way. The focus on these two ideas has changed over time. Early in the history of countries like the United States, the main fear was a powerful government, like a king. So, the first documents, like the Bill of Rights, focused on civil liberties building that invisible fence to limit the government's power. But over the centuries, people realized that even with that fence, society could be very unfair. Some groups faced so much discrimination that their freedoms were just words on a page. Movements like the Fight to End Slavery and the Civil Rights Movement highlighted this. They argued that true freedom requires not just being left alone, but also being treated as an equal. This led to a greater focus on civil rights and the government's role as the referee of fairness. Even today, we are still figuring out the exact meaning of these ideas. Experts and courts still debate the details. For example, how do we balance the civil liberty of free speech with the civil right to be free from hateful, discriminatory attacks? This is a difficult question societies around the world are struggling with. New technology also creates new questions. Your right to privacy is a civil liberty. But what happens when the government uses new technology to watch what people do online? And what if that surveillance focuses more on certain religious or ethnic groups than others? This becomes both a civil liberties issue, government intrusion, and a civil rights issue, unequal treatment. Another debate is about policies designed to help groups that have faced discrimination for a long time. These policies, sometimes called affirmative action, are meant to promote civil rights and create real equality. But some people argue they can be unfair to people in other groups. This shows how complex the idea of equal treatment can be. So, while the basic difference is clear, the way these ideas work in the real world is constantly changing and being discussed. To summarize our lesson, civil liberties are your freedoms from government power. They are your invisible fence. They include freedom of speech, religion, and privacy. They tell the government what it cannot do. Civil rights are about equal treatment. They are protections by the government, which acts like a referee to ensure fairness for everyone. They include the right to vote and the right to use public places without discrimination. They tell the government what it must do. Both of these shields are essential. Together, they work to build a society where every individual is both free and equal.